Welcome to Making It to the Backdrop. Here with us is Darren Wiley. How about you tell us about yourself?
Yes, ma'am. So my name is Darren Wiley. I'm originally from St. Francis, Kansas. I'm 38 years old, and I've lived in Texas for over 15 years.
Okay, and you are in the agriculture industry, and tell us a little bit about that and how you got into that.
Well, originally, my family was rodeo. My brother and I are both first-generation livestock kids. After an accident at a rodeo, my mom and dad decided that roping was no longer the means of life. And so we went out and found two show heifers for my brother and I, and that's how it started.
Wow. Okay. So how about you tell us about how you got into fitting and clipping cattle? Was it at a young age? Did you do it for yourself? And just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So my dad was an ag teacher, and he would help some local breeders there get ready for their sales. And when I was about 9 years old, he started taking me with him, clipping Charolais bulls, Hereford bulls, that. And I really started getting a passion for it and enjoyed being around the livestock and, you know, doing all the clipping and that. And then once we started going to Denver to the National Western Stock Show, started helping fit and dress steer carloads and pin bulls up there, and kind of started a niche for it.
All right, so you started clipping and getting into it around 9 years old. Mm-hmm. And after your the accident with the rodeo, then your mom decided that y'all were gonna buy heifers and start showing. So what age were you when that happened?
So the accident, I was actually 6 years old, so I wasn't actually able to show yet.
Okay, so was a young age.
Yeah, my brother's 3 years older, so his first heifers were at nine. And anyway, so, but still, you know, being able to be in the barn and being around them, you know, got me interested in doing it. And then also helping my dad there with the, you know, commercial, you know, with the customers and the breeders around home. When I was 10, my dad actually sent me to a fitting camp in Nebraska, where I met some of the industry leaders at the time, and they kind of took me under their wing and kind of got me involved and started really having the passion for it. And that's when I started showing steers after that.
Yeah, so I can relate in the aspect of going to rodeo and going to showing steers. My dad wanted us to rodeo really, really badly. But he always said it was just no place to raise your children. And so we got into the steer deal in Texas, and I've been here ever since, so I can kind of relate to all of that. Okay, well, let's fast forward to moving down here and how that all worked.
Yeah, so I went to junior college at Butler Community College. I was on the livestock judging team there from 2004 to 2006. After I got down to junior college, I transferred down to Texas A&M, where I start, you know, moved down and was kind of the Yankee down here. And all the Texas boys always told me that I couldn't fit with them and all that. And I just had to show them up. And so, you know, first show I ever went to was actually Saddle and Sirloin. And yeah. We dressed steers for numerous breeders and that. And everybody started... thought I did a good enough job and kept hiring me.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's get into the little bit of the family situation. Did you work for a specific family, multiple families when you first moved down here? How did all that work?
So when I first moved down here, I didn't actually have a job for anybody. You know, just by helping out, you know, some of my teammates, little brothers or sisters fitting at shows and stuff. Then, after my junior year in 2007, family came to me and asked if I'd run their barn for them. And so, you know, I took the opportunity, and their two daughters still were showing. One was a senior and one was a freshman, and, ran their barn and started working in their barn every summer, with all their steers, and just stayed with them until the youngest daughter graduated, and then kind of started my own deal.
I gotcha. So going back to that, to working for that family, what was obviously the goal is to win, right? And make it to the backdrop, as you
Oh yeah,
know.
for sure.
And so, like, I know personally from showing that, like, winning was the object and the goal. And so, like, I want to know your perspective on that because it's not your kids and you were just hired to do this job. So it's a little different for you. And I want you to give your point of view on that.
Well, so like yeah, that first summer was a little weird acting, because again, I had never worked for a family, to meet that aspect. Everything's always been my own cattle. Instead, it was somebody else's. So trying to, figure out what they wanted in that. And actually, I got free rein a lot to, feed the way I wanted, do the daily barn care and all that. We weren't as successful our first year with me running the barn, but after that we, got more comfortable with everybody and each other, and we bounced ideas off, and they allowed me to step up and basically run the barn how I wanted it, and we got along very well.
That's awesome. I know that personally, as like a kid, that we didn't have someone that was in charge of our barn, but we very much had those outside people that came in and helped us fit and do all of those things. And you know, looking back on it, I don't think I really appreciated those people like yourself to come and clip those cattle and fit those cattle. And it may be different for the families personally that you worked for, but was it rewarding from the family when y'all did make it, when you did make it to the backdrop? Was it rewarding from the kids? And I want to know your perspective on that,
Well,
like I
yeah,
said.
no, and the kids helped me in the barn too. I mean, they obviously had other, obligations. They were in cheerleading and dance and all that. So they were in there not every day, but they helped feed and stuff, but yeah, no, when we won, there was a bonus to, some pay, extra pay on the deal. And just moving forward, the higher up we got, the more incentive there was.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. So I want to take a step back and talk about the industry itself and what your advice would be when it comes to the kids that are 18, 19, and they just graduated high school and they want to fit. And before that, I also want to talk about college and doing this and fitting and also being in college. And sometimes I know it gets difficult, but I want to know your perspective on that.
Obviously, for myself, starting out up in Kansas, there wasn't a whole lot of people to, there were little jackpot shows. There wasn't, a lot of big, fitters in that. So the opportunities, because I showed Angus cattle growing up, and when the opportunities came to go to junior nationals and that, you walk through the barn and you find somebody that, you kind of mentor, or just kind of shadow, and just watch what they do, learn how they, dress one, fit one, blow out, everything, from brushing and blowing to, spraying glue. And just kind of, take that home. And yeah, you might screw up your own calf numerous of times, but you learn from that and that and go on. What I would tell somebody that's 17, 18, wanting to do it, just kind of shadow somebody. Don't necessarily have to go and, be there fitting the calf. But just stand there and watch, learn how they, move their comb, spray, the glue, how far away, things like that. And just kind of take that and just keep in the back of your mind and learn from it.
Yeah, that's great advice. I wish I could be as talented as y'all because I never gave myself a chance to do all of that. I wish I would have learned, but I didn't, and now I'm just like, don't think I want to do it now. But what about now that you're older and you're not on the road so much? I mean, what was life on the road like to begin with?
Is short nights, long days. And I mean, luckily for what I've done in the short amount of time I've been here, I've been from Canada to Mexico, from California to Maine, fitting cattle, showing cattle, or judging cattle. So it helps out in the long run. of being involved in the industry. It's not a, you know, a fly-by-night deal where, you know, you get the job right away, but it takes time and you got to work for it. And, you know, there's a lot of hours involved.
Yes, sir. So another thing I want to touch on is, you know, college. I personally do go to college and I go to Texas A&M. Whoop. But kids that, you know, personally, I know a little background about you. So I know that you took a break from college and you went back and finished. And I, you know, I personally believe that college isn't for everyone. And I just want you to touch on college for a minute, because I think it's important to raise awareness for kids that think they have to go to college.
Yeah. Well, and you know, first, you know, I didn't even expect to go to college. You know, when I was in high school, you know, my mentality was I was going to, you know, run cows and do show cattle all my life. And luckily for me, I did get a full ride scholarship to go to junior college. And, you know, my dad said, hey, you know, it's free, go do it. And then all of a sudden, you know, I end up getting a scholarship and coming to Texas A&M. You know, like you said, you know, I did take a little bit of a break, you know, being from out of state, you know, I did, you know, have a lot of extra expenses. And so that's where being on the road so much and that, you know, kind of was the reason why I did that, is so to make money to be able to pay for the extra out-of-state tuition and some of the fees at school. And so I would take off a semester, you know, here and there, and then, you know, finally was able to come back and get my degree. But, you know, school's not for everybody, but, you know, for myself, you know, being able to be on the livestock judging team at both junior college and at Texas A&M, I got to meet a lot of industrial, you know, industry leaders, you know, in the agriculture, you know, community. And that too has also helped me, you know, build my network in feeding cattle and going to shows and working for some of the elite breeders and, you know, people like that.
And I know that, I guess you could say back in the day that you worked for, you did a little clinics with Stock Show U. Still do them, and they are trying to be educational, and what you recommend.
Yeah, so the Stock Show U program is a great way for kids and families to learn just daily care and that. But, you know, the same deal, you know, just it's those programs, like I said, you know, just shadowing and learning, you know, what somebody does, and then you take it and turn it to, you know, what way fits good for you. But being a professor for that was very rewarding, and being able to get your name out even more that way.
Yeah, I know as a kid that I enjoyed coming to watch and watch y'all put on those clinics, and that they're very educational. Okay, so I wanna go back to your wins and making it to the backdrop, and I want you to touch on just a few wins that were just everything to you.
Yeah, you know, obviously growing up, you know, I wasn't able to buy the high dollar heifer or steer, you know, and so for me, showmanship was a very big thing. And, you know, I was very successful in showmanship. And in the junior Angus program, you know, they have a national showmanship contest. I was actually named reserve national champion when I was able to compete in that. And that was a very rewarding thing for myself personally to get to the backdrop, per se. And then coming to Texas and that, and working for the family I did, you know, we were being able to, you know, like work in that barn and have a hand on some of the steers that we had. You know, we were actually lucky to have the reserve grand champion steer at Houston twice. We won Austin, San Angelo, Dallas, you know, and so it was very rewarding to be able to say, hey, you know, at the age of 22, I was able to move down to Texas and have a part in doing that.
Yes, sir. I can only imagine for someone that grew up in Texas and exhibited a lot of steers, and don't get me wrong, I was successful, but I was not near that successful when it comes to winning the overall show. And I just know how winning a breed or even branding one at a major is everything to us. And so that's just on a whole nother level of excitement and rewards. And, you know, nonetheless, that's awesome. And the last thing I think I want to touch on And we've talked about a lot of things, but I want to talk about where you are now and your job now and what you do. And at the end of all this is, are you happy? Is it your dream job? I know you're doing a lot of stuff for yourself, along with you have a partner with you that is there with you, but I just want you to talk about that.
Yeah. So, I've worked a lot of barns and that, and for ranches and stuff. And this is the opportunity for me that I finally got into. I run a ranch, a Brangus and ARB ranch here in Snook, Texas. And I'm the manager of the ranch, so I look over everything, breeding, show quality, feeding, all that. And so it's been a long road, but it's very rewarding. And somewhere where I finally feel comfortable of where I'm at and what's going to be the future.
Yeah, that's so awesome. I just want to say thank you so much for coming and letting me have you. If there's anything else you'd like to say, please share.
Well, yeah, no, thank you very much for letting me be on your podcast. And again, if anybody's wanting to learn and reach out, try and become part of the industry, feel free to, look us up. Origins Ranch, Darren Wiley, and we'd love to have you all around.
All right, thank you.